for you. One or more of these peak experiences may have come in a dream or in prayer and meditation. Others may have happened when you were alone in nature, or times of feeling great love or creativity. Just focus your attention inward now to remember three or four of these experiences from your past. What you are now remembering is your individuality self. From time to time in your life, you have gotten a glimpse of your more authentic self. This part of you is timeless. It is the part of you that lives from one lifetime to another, becoming more enlightened. Just take another moment and feel the reality of this part of you. Remember how it lives in you, even though it is easily forgotten in the busyness of life. Then slowly begin to bring your attention back. Let your awareness return to your breathing. With each breath, feel yourself coming back to your more familiar self. When you feel that you are back, you can slowly open your eyes. If the experience of one's individuality self is so readily available, then why don't more people believe in reincarnation? Perhaps many people give different interpretations to this side of themselves. They don't understand it the way the Kesey readings did, as an immortal self that is slowly growing and developing from one lifetime to the next. However, it's surprising just how many people do believe in reincarnation, not only worldwide, but also in America. Recent scientific surveys indicate that somewhere between one-fourth and one-third of the adult population now admits to this belief. The increasing popularity of this theory may be related to its advantages. In other words, a system that includes a belief in many lives has benefits to offer. For example, reincarnation can help us see that things happen for a reason. There is justice in the universe. That can be reassuring, and it may allow us to be more hopeful about living. Another benefit is patience. When you believe that you have more than one lifetime, it permits you to be more relaxed as you work toward your goals. Not complacent and lazy, but instead calm, and more easily able to really enjoy life, taking each day with patience. In our modern world of time pressures, that can be a big advantage. Another benefit that comes from believing in reincarnation is personal responsibility. Admittedly, some critics would say that people today don't want to be responsible for themselves. But that's probably not true of the majority of us. We want to have a sense of being in control of our own destinies. We want to feel like we can do something about our circumstances. Reincarnation shows the way in which we create our own life situations. It's a belief that is empowering and hopeful. However, just as there are advantages to the theory, there are also pitfalls. Any theory can be misused or misunderstood. Reincarnation is especially susceptible to distortion and misapplication. Let's look at four of the possible mistakes that are addressed in the Casey readings. First is a misunderstanding of what it is that reincarnates. Many people who say they believe in the theory assume that their personality self comes back